I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Ready?
Yeah, I put this to sleep, and then I'm like, I gotta turn it back on, and then the stupid update, I'm gonna talk about this. It's driving me crazy.
What is?
The stupid update for the phone.
Alright, this is Ragtime 8, it's already begun. Heather.
Nine,
damn it!
Oh, way to go, idiot! Good job, we're gonna start over again. Take two!
Oh my god, I'm
hey,
worse.
It's a rag time number 9. Right time, bitches.
I'm feeling fine.
Are you?
No,
that's
I'm not.
It.
I'm mad.
Apparently, because you keep fucking up. Great. God. Hey, I'm Heather.
Hi.
That's Nicole.
That's me.
And Denise can't be with us. So you know what, people? You haven't said a goddamn thing. I'm done.
Yeah.
Do whatever the fuck
you
want. You
know what? I'm just going to start sending Denise really weird shit.
I think you should.
I'm gonna.
You send me weird shit.
Yeah, like Fraggle Rock porn. I bet it does. If it doesn't, I'm gonna feel like a real sicko.
Oh my god, I hope it's Madam Trash Heap. I hope like they do it on top of Madam Trash Heap. And then she just comes out like at their climax, she's like, hey.
That was like one tweet or joke or something that I heard from a comedian where it was like, you know you're fucked up if you type something into a porn search and there's no results. Because like
oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Like... Oh wait, let's Google it right now. Yeah. I'm gonna Google it.
Alright.
Because at least I'm on your Wi-Fi, it's not going to come up.
Also, after Googling that, Google be author porn.
Yeah, it's the Star Wars holiday special. That's fucking awful. Fraggle Rock porn.
I hope that's there.
There's Fraggle porn on YouTube.
Maybe that's like some term we don't know, like giving someone a Fraggle. What do you think that would be?
Off? And there's like
fucking
Fraggle.
On the trash heap. That's giving someone a Fraggle.
Let's see what Fraggle porn is. Oh my god, it fucking exists! No! What is going on?
I think it's just slow motion of them dancing and it looks sexual.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, well, that was disappointing.
Yeah.
I guess if you want some puppet porn, you gotta watch, like, Avenue Q or something. Or, Team America.
Okay.
If you need to get your rocks off, Team America, everybody. All right, let's just bitch about. What are we going to bitch about? I mean...
You're apparently annoyed by the update on your iPhone. It's too much for you.
Oh, God, I
can't.
Hashtag
white people problems.
It really is.
Yeah.
Let's all get ready for iPhone 7. I don't want iPhone 7. And it's all about, like, you know, for the home key and all this bullshit and, like, things that I'm used to. Like, you know, we used to. You probably, with your Android, you could, you know... answer a text when it comes into your, you know, lock screen or whatever. We can do that too. However, it was easy if you just swiped it to the left.
Okay.
No problem. Now you have to swipe it a certain way because if you don't swipe it a certain way, you open up the stupid camera app.
Weird.
So dumb. I can't. I'm trying to get used to this. And I think I'm like, so I think the iPhone 7, the home button is inside the phone, probably like what yours is.
Okay.
So it's like a tactile type of thing to get you where you want to go.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been trying to, you know, I guess like work on my thumb skills. I guess, you know, like doing the butterfly, my wife's not working or whatever it's called. And it's just like I hit the home key and then it doesn't take me where I want to go. I hate it. Can't. Okay. It's like, I'm like the crotchety old woman that doesn't like change.
You no shit.
Shut up.
I think
up.
Everyone's aware of that fucking already.
Shut up.
Speaking of kids these days, Facebook games. Stop sending me fucking invites. I don't want to play your goddamn games.
I'm not doing it, am I?
No.
Okay, good.
Do you play the stupid games?
No, God, no.
They're
all
the freaking same.
But I feel like I get notifications for them. I'm like, who sent it? Why is sending it somebody?
It's either like a casino type game or like a simulation like a farm or then it's like a bubble blaster type game like or Bejeweled. I don't want to play it.
No.
I want to play you against it. Quit inviting me. If you've invited me 5 times and I have not responded, get a fucking clue.
I think some people who play it, they don't realize that they're sending that stuff out. Because I went into my account, like, a year ago and it said, oh, you've sent this invite to somebody. You've sent this invite to somebody. I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't do anything. I think they do it.
A fucking old people problem.
I think they do it.
And you're confused when you use a computer.
That too. All the time.
Because like, I've never fucking sent an invite without actually
I don't either, but I will show it to you.
Well, you must have been hacked by a teenager.
Probably. All right. And this is how I type.
Double click.
Just kidding. But I mean, do we have any worldly problems to discuss? Like, what's going on? I mean, try.
Why? Why give up on it? I mean, what? I don't know. Talking has gotten us nowhere, and we're all doomed. All right, be funny, great. Heather.
Wow. All right. Foot cramps in bed.
Oh, my God. I hate foot cramps
in bed. What is that? You don't know what's coming. You have no idea. All of a sudden, you move your foot a certain way, and it's like...
It seizes like it's frozen in space and time.
I almost fell out of bed.
It is. Sometimes it's excruciating.
It is.
And the only thing that works for me, and it's so painful to do, is like completely flatten my foot and stand on it.
Ah!
It's the only thing that just pops the, like, seizure whatever's part going out. On. Yeah.
And
that hurts so bad to do.
The dumbass part in me, mm-hmm. like, wants to keep doing that movement to my foot to see if it'll finally stop cramping.
Yeah.
Like, say I stretched out my toes, and it's like, oh! And then I after, like, calm down, I would try to stretch it again. I'm like, oh!
Douche.
Yeah, I'm such a douche, but it's just like...
It's like the same, like, when you're trying to go to sleep, and then all of a sudden, like, I don't know what it is, it's maybe when you're about to fall into, like, a sleep, your body, like, gives, like, a...
Oh,
yeah. It's just a twitch.
Yeah.
Like, your whole leg just fires, like, like it's ready to run a race.
Yep.
What is that shit?
And the worst is, like, when it wakes you up, and you're like, and then you're awake.
Oh, yeah. Because like, it's startling. It almost feels like somebody grabbed you or something. Yeah. You don't know why your leg is popping like that.
Maybe it's a ghost. In your bed.
Walter's touching me in my sleep.
Oh! I'm sure he is. I'm
too old for him.
You really are.
Yeah, we live in a house where an old pedophile died. Welcome to the hood.
Yeah. Good times. Your turn. You be funny now.
And meth.
Oh my God.
Cyclists. I get it. You gotta cycle on the road. I fucking hate you. I hate people who run, but they're not in my way usually. I just hate them because I can't.
But
if I see people cycling, another thing I really don't want to fucking do, but I do it, I guess. They're in my goddamn way.
Okay, so
and they, like, no matter what you do to avoid them, they get mad at you. Like, I could slow down to 15 and, like, stay to the left.
Does someone flip you off or something?
Yeah, you get them to turn around, they look at you, or they say something. It's like, I could slow, like, they get mad if you go too slow that you're, like, scared to go around them. So they get mad at that. They're like, you're mad, yeah, it's this. It's like, fuck you, you're riding a goddamn troop of bikes. And then if you don't slow down that much and you get all the way over, they get mad at that too. They get mad at anything you do.
Everybody just gets mad at whatever. Doesn't matter.
My uncle is like really into cycling and like he works for REI.
Oh, okay, yep.
So like, it annoys me that he cycles.
Do you ever send him Christmas cards? Like, it's like, you annoy me.
I love him.
Happy holidays.
Every trip is like, cycling, it's around cycling. It's like, just fucking go on a trip and relax and drive a drink and eat some food.
Maybe that's his thing. He likes this.
Oh, it annoys me.
I mean, that's not, sounds like
it's like people who like say, like, they run and they hit the wall and their endorphins kick in and it's like doing drugs. It's like, fuck you, it is not. or that bullshit saying,
as you're smoking weed, you have no fucking clue.
Yeah exactly.
You idiot.
It's like the one guy tweeted about the gymnastics that it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Girl does like a whole routine and like falters on her gymnastic landing as you're shoving Pringles into your face. You're like, loser.
Wait, you couldn't make a 10? Yeah. Please. Look at you. You fell off the uneven bars. Stupid bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, good times. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
The crinkling of hard candy.
What, the wrapper?
Yes!
Oh. People always seem to love to do that in the beginning of a movie, is open, like, a Werther's fucking original.
Not like at the beginning. Like, it's fine. You want to do it in your trailers? Go ahead and do it in the trailers. Yeah. But it's, like, right in, you know, in the middle of the movie, and it's like...
Yeah. Like, I feel like an asshole like, because, like, I got totally watching the trailers, and I had bought, like, nachos from the movie thing. Because it's, like, the one time I'll eat, like, really disgusting cheese. So, I realized, as the movie started, that the nachos weren't just in a container. They were... wrapped like a Ruffles bag, and I had to open it and pour it into the dish. I'm like, shit, now I gotta open this to be that asshole that, like, is opening a fucking chip bag. It, like, took me, like, 15 minutes of, like, deciding if I wanted to open it or not.
But it's It's one thing if you do it really quickly, and I know, like, some people try to do it slow to kind of, like, not be disruptive. Yeah, it's worse
just to do like, it. Just rip it like a band-aid.
Exactly. But then some people just don't have any fucking clue, and then they start playing with it.
I don't give a shit.
Or, like, you know, they open it up, and then they're like, you know, crunch it so they can put it in, like, like, I get it.
Yeah.
Grandma. Jesus. I might be a grandma, but at least I don't do that.
Well, speaking of things that involve assholes and mouths.
Yeah.
People who chew loudly.
Oh, nope, nope.
Oh, man. I cannot. Like, they say that, like, I keep seeing the thing on Facebook where it's, like, some sort of syndrome.
It's a syndrome to chew loudly? It's not to,
like, be bothered by it to the extent where, like, you're really, like, almost gonna get, like,
aggro about it. No one wants to see you eating.
Well, I grew up with it. Like, my dad always did it, and, like, it would, like, be, like, constant fights when I was older with, like, my mom telling me to, like, tune it out and, like, my dad getting mad at me. I'm like, I can't. You're driving me fucking bad shit. Just chew with your goddamn mouth closed. Why do I gonna have to change my behavior? You're the one who's gross.
Now, is it, like, did he take, like, regular bites, or was it, like, huge-ass bites? He's like,
just regular bites. He's just chewing his fucking mouth closed. You hear his lips and smacking and the spit. Yeah, that. Ugh. It's like Sarah, like, every time we eat something like a pasta or if you have like a mac and cheese, like something that you could stir, she does it for like an insanely amount of long time and it sounds like wet pussy.
Yeah.
It does when you stir pasta.
It does. No, it really does. Why so,
like, she's like. For like 5 minutes, I'm like, dude, it's fucking stirred.
It's Kraft macaroni and cheese. Just
anything that makes that sound, that like wet pasta sound. She stirs it forever.
Now, does she stir it in her bowl, too?
Yeah. Wow. That's what I mean. When she's at the, like, about to eat it, she's like, stir, stir.
Man,
stir,
I can't stir. Believe you've lasted this long. You haven't, like, you know, like, thrown the like, bowl hot, in her face and just,
spaghetti
like...
spaghetti water on her fucking face.
Yeah, you're like, God, jam it with your pasta turmeric.
Like a horrible revenge crime.
Yeah, like you snapped. Like, snap, you're gonna be on oxygen one time.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to be just a reenactor on one of those.
I think you should. You'd be awesome.
I'd love it. If that was just my career.
Wow. I think you should aspire to be one.
All right.
Let's because do
you
it.
Don't have to be good at it.
No.
No.
Who is?
I've not to see one. They're either, like, way over the top, or they're, like, so bad, like, it's just ridiculous.
I just love the reactions. They're like,
Or just, like, the people that they approach as, like, witnesses on Law and Order, too. They're usually really bad.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. It's always just something random, like, I don't know where Rodney is, but you better tell him he owes me my $7.
You're like, slam the door.
Yeah. It's like, wow, that was well said.
It's like, where do they find these people?
I can do better. Gems. I think probably being a corpse is harder, because you really got to stay still for, like, shots and things.
Yeah, pretty much.
I couldn't do it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Ragtime. That was it. Man, we've been, like, cranking them out.
I know.
Shit.
Is this too short? Maybe is Denise going to be mad?
No.
Is she going to be disappointed in us?
Probably. Isn't everyone disappointed in us? Aren't we disappointed in ourselves?
No, I think I'm great.
No, I know, me too. So, fuck everybody else.
You're so awesome.
So, thank you for listening, everybody. Ragtime 10. Hopefully, Denise will be with us. Okay, bye, bees. Is that... No. That... Not... What? What?
It starts with one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know. Time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. I don't know why. was part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with me. I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard.